The 22 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee held their final day of questioning in confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett. As before, Barrett declined to answer many of the Democrats' questions on issues like the Affordable Care Act. But both Democrats and Republicans were able to use the forum to push their respective points. Republican Committee Chair Lindsey Graham of South Carolina opened the hearing.
And this is history being made, folks. This is the first time in American history that we've nominated a woman who's unashamedly pro-life and embraces her faith without apology, and she's going to the court. Seat at the table is waiting on you.
Republicans are trying to downplay connections to Republican and Trump agenda issues. Instead, they're focusing on humanizing Barrett and emphasizing that the nominee is a woman. Graham and also President Donald Trump are trying to court the women's vote in their respective re-election campaigns. The National Law Journal has published an article with the headline, "Hurry, We Need a Mom on the Supreme Court." Democrats, on the other hand, continued to criticize what they call a rushed nomination process. Senator Dick Durbin is a Democrat from Illinois.
You're the first nominee to ever be considered in the midst of an election. I don't know if that has ever happened before. It certainly hasn't in modern history. And the obvious question is why? What's the hurry? Why couldn't we wait to the end of November or December or even January after leaving a vacancy on the court for 10 months after Anton Scalia's passing? Well, because there is a political agenda here. And whether you are privy to it, part of it, notwithstanding, it has to do with the Affordable Care Act.
He says November 10th is the date by which Trump and Republicans need a full bench on the High Court for a hearing on the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
They need that ninth justice, and that's why it has to be hurried. Unfortunately, that is the cloud, the orange cloud over your nomination.
Democrats asked Barrett questions about her views on issues like the Affordable Care Act, abortion rights, the Voting Rights Act, climate change, the presidential election, and workers' rights. And Barrett continued to decline answering questions on what she calls policy issues, saying they are a matter for Congress, not the court. Democrat Chris Coons of Delaware asked Barrett about Griswold versus Connecticut, the landmark Supreme Court case that legalized contraceptives and has since become part of the framework for rulings on abortion rights and same-sex marriage.
Are you unwilling to say, as so many currently serving justices have, that at least Griswold is not wrong?
I think Griswold isn't going anywhere unless you plan to pass a law prohibiting couples or all people from using birth control. And I think the question, because it's entirely academic, because it seems unthinkable that any legislature would pass such a law, I think the only reason that it's even worth asking that question is to lay a predicate for whether Roe is rightly decided.
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar raised the specter of Bush versus Gore. That's the controversial 2000 Supreme Court ruling that settled an election recount dispute.
If you are confirmed, the Supreme Court will have not one, not two, but three justices, you, Justice Kavanaugh, and Chief Justice Roberts, who worked on behalf of the Republican Party in matters related to the Bush v. Gore case. Do you think that that's a coincidence?
Senator Klobuchar, if you're asking me whether I was nominated for this seat because I worked on Bush versus Gore for a very brief period of time as a young associate, that doesn't make sense to me.
I just think it's such a coincidence.
Democrats are hoping to make the nomination unpalatable by linking it to President Donald Trump and his agenda on issues like health coverage. Republicans, for their part, are hoping to convince people by humanizing the nominee. Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana perhaps took that approach to its extreme.
I got one last question.
Hope it's an easy one.
It is. It's a sincere question. I'm generally curious. Who does the laundry in your house?
We increasingly have been trying to get our children to take responsibility for their own, but those efforts are not always successful. So we run a lot of loads of laundry.
Well, you're very impressive, Judge.
Thank you, Senator.
The hearing will reconvene Thursday to hear from a panel of witnesses on the nomination. The committee is expected to vote on October 22nd, with a final vote in the full Senate a week later. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.